Marketing for Small Business.
Blog Talk Radio.
The show where we hopefully help you think smarter, work smarter, outthink your competition without outspending your competition. Whole range of things that we try to do to help you. We also have our LinkedIn groups, Smart Marketing for Small Business, Celebrities for Marketing, Fearless Marketing, and of course, Creative Thinkers Forum. So there are all of these things that we want you to take advantage of. We want to hear from you as relate to questions that you might have, or even if you'd like to be a guest sometime in the show. And you can email us at marketingsmartly@aol.com. Again, that's marketingsmartly@aol.com. Our blog is smartmarketingmoves.com, and you can go up to our going up to our corporate website, which is smartmarketinggroup.com. And again, I'm Les Wolf, CEO of Smart Marketing Group, and we're going to have a wonderful guest on, so hold on a second and let me get her on this line. Hello? All right, we'll see if we press this button the right way. Hello? There we go. Are you there, Carla?
Yes, I am here.
Yeah, I always have to forgive me when it comes to the technical aspects of operating the computer. But I welcome you, and I want you to take a moment and tell people who you are and what you do.
Well, I'm Carla Mancari, and I, for the last 30 years or so, have been doing some motivational teaching and speaking, and I write metaphysical books. I do counseling, individual, and a life guide. Let's see, what else? Is that enough?
I'm sure there's a lot more depending on clients. Now, you tell people where you're based and how they can get hold of you.
Well, I'm between Texas and Florida. I do have a website. It's called the Minute Method Practice.com. I also have an email address, and it's charmcarla with a C at gmail.com.
All right, super. No, I appreciate it. Carla's been a guest on our show in the past, very popular young lady. And she addresses a lot of the concerns that people have in business today. One of the things that we were going to discuss related to recognition.
Yes.
And the term recognition, the word describes a lot of different areas. Why don't we define what you feel is a key aspect of recognition that we should cover today?
Well, to begin with, I believe recognition has seven important no's, and that's the K-N-O-W. Know the need, your clientele, service, product, your numbers, your target area, and most important, know yourself.
And
I believe
you
have to recognize this as a small business person. It's most important. Because that's where you're gonna improve on your business.
Well, would you find in general, and I know I may be somewhat cynical, is that not enough small business owners, as well as I think some executives of large firms, understand the importance of those factors and recognize those factors in their planning?
I don't believe they do. No, I don't believe they do, Les. I think they probably concentrate on maybe one or two of them. Maybe it's because they get self-absorbed into the business that they're in, and they don't think out of the box or about the expansion of what's going on around them to service more individuals than they are servicing, to be able to do this, to be more motivated. They get kind of stale after a while if they've been in business a while. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I find that one of the problems in marketing in general, and this is for businesses of all sizes, but in particular in small business, they tend to mimic whoever the leader in the field is rather than looking for how can they stand out,
right,
how can they originate.
Right.
My favorite phrase is, do you imitate, replicate, rather than originate. So, I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
More individualized. They need to be more individualized. They need to understand, or perhaps realize, that they are their business, and it's going to be their consciousness that it's coming from, not somebody else. And they should be fulfilling their dream, not, as you say, mimicking someone else's.
No, and I think part of the problem is people don't take time to write down what they're looking to achieve. Do you find that to be a problem? Because without some thoughts on paper, it's hard to plan a roadmap of where you're traveling.
Right. Well, you know, the first thing I always ask a client when they sit down is, well, what do you really want? You know, what is your message? What is your message going to be? And very seldom, I'd say 80% of them don't even have an answer to that. All they want to do is, you know, get started or
make money.
Become larger.
Make money.
Make money. And yeah, sure, that's not a bad thing. But there has to be that other element. Yeah, you have to have that other element of those that you're servicing to get the money from. You got to go to their side of it.
No, it's one of the things that I find, and that's why I think the key, the word recognition is so important. And it's to recognize, not only for you as an individual and your business to be recognized, but for you to recognize what you have to do, to recognize what's going on around you. And there are lessons, I'm sure, that we can talk about to help people take the time to pause and recognize what's going on around them. I'm amazed how many people don't pay attention to what's around them.
Wow. Yeah, you're getting into my favorite area, awareness.
Okay.
Oh, that's my thing. You're talking about awareness. That's what the Minute Method is all about, the book. It's to improve your awareness so that you are aware of what's going on around you. You know, most of us are conscious, but few of us are consciously aware. We're really not aware conscious beings. And this is the problem because, you know, we have all kinds of states of consciousness around us, and we do need to be more aware of what's going on around us, not just be self-involved. That is very important, yes.
No,
I agree with you.
It's amazing that I find that people don't take enough time to sit down and examine what they're doing. I mean, I know that I am trying to launch some new ventures and trying to build and, in a sense, reinvent parts of my business to be more in tune with what's going on around. But I also find a couple of things that are lacking, and I'm known to be a cynic, but one of the aspects is common sense, because what you're talking about here is common sense, but common sense is too uncommon.
Today. Yes, it is. You're right. And you have to be able to make changes if it's necessary. You know, change can be a good thing.
Oh, absolutely.
If you got recognition, if you're really being aware of what's going on, you might note that even tweaking a business sometimes will make the biggest difference in being successful or not. It's important to be willing to take a chance. if not a big one, at least a small one. You can take baby steps if you need to, but be willing to take a step now and then to make that change. You got to be flexible. I think flexibility is very important in a business, because if you aren't going to be successful, you got to know that your business is your state of consciousness. So you need to have that expansion within your own state of consciousness with just the awareness of those and what is going on around you.
Well,
and also what's going on within you, of course, that's number one.
Absolutely. But you hit upon one of my key points that I'm always talking about, and what's going on around you. The fact is, people, as I said, they tend to be mimic marketers, but there's something people also don't understand. They will talk to you and complain to you about problems that exist, but they don't look at it in the way that I think people need to look at it, is a problem is always an opportunity.
Oh, yes, definitely. They're stepping stones. You can get around them, you can get over them, and you can go right through them. But it's like I would say about mistakes. They're opportunities. You learn from them. You know, you can be very creative with problems. Because why? You have to think about this. You have to get involved in a problem. You have to come up with a solution. And you've got to know there is a solution to just about every problem. In fact, there's usually several.
Absolutely. And when I say there's opportunities, I am in the process of writing. I write a column for something called the Philadelphia Business Journal. And mm-hmm. I am writing one based on a conversation I had a couple of weeks ago, where I was complaining about people don't return phone calls, don't follow through on things, and the lack of courtesy. And I don't mean just courtesy when you walk into a store or what have you, but even at the executive level. And when I said this, I was in a group of other business executives, and you think I unleashed a storm because they all had stories. You know,
right.
That, you know, can't get people to return calls. People who've asked you for things, and you still can't get them to return calls. But courtesy is something, whether you're a 500-person firm or a one-person firm, can set you aside. And that's one of the things that a lot of small businesses don't understand. There are little things they can do, as you said earlier, can raise them above the crowd, can position them differently than their competition. And one of
those
is being nice.
Yeah. Well, you know, Les, courtesy will bring back a customer and returns faster than anything else, no matter what your product is. Because a person really feels good about someone that is courteous. You know, I know just lately I had that happen over phone where the individual was so unusually courteous that when I hung up, all I could think of was, my, how nice that individual was. And because, why? We're not used to getting that anymore. And that's what we really miss. But courtesy tells us that we're visible. We're there.
Good point.
You saw us. You know, we're important to your business. And if you want to make money, then you need to know that your customers must be made important to your business. I mean, you might sell a lot in the beginning or a while, but if you want that return business, then just know how important courtesy is.
No, you're very right. And one of the things is that I talk about often, if you get into conversations with people, you end up developing relationships. That's why I'm not a big fan of some of the technology today, because as I was in a discussion with someone the other day, a phone call is so much more effective than email, because you can hear the emotion. It's like the face-to-face meeting where you can read the body language. And
the sound of that voice, sound of a voice. We're not used to hearing much of it anymore because, you know, we're doing so much of the email. Or let me get a thank you note in the mail. Oh, boy, is that unusual now? And does that not make you, again, feel very important that they would take the time to send you a thank you note or to call you and say thank you?
No, it's that, surprising.
That really impresses. I mean, that impresses you.
Well, one of the things I lectured on related to just what you were talking about, I said, imagine what happens when you receive a thank you note that's handwritten.
Oh.
You, it's like, oh, my God.
You know, oh. I don't want to throw it. Let me tell you, I don't want to throw it away. Hold on to it. I hold on to those things for a few weeks. You know why? I go back and reread them.
Yes.
I can't, yes. You know, they're so unusual. And they make me feel good. They do. And to think
that's
now.
That's the key point.
Yeah, you can make others feel that way. And it doesn't take much. It doesn't really. But you just have to be aware of that. That, you know, you've got feelings. You want to be made felt good. Well, you know, the other guy does too. And when you're in business, then you better, you know, take time out and do those special things that will make you stand out. And people will want to do business with you.
I think a key aspect of people who are proactive in the manner that we're talking about comes to what is my favorite word in business. Well, my favorite word many times, but in business in particular, passion.
Oh, yeah, passion. You know that's one of my words, passions. Yes, passion is important. And be passionate about what you're doing. That's very important. Because you don't have an interest in what you're doing if you're not passionate about it. And I don't, not the kind of passion you're hanging from the roof now, but the kind where you really have an interest in what you're doing because you know there's a need for it. And you want to service that need. That's, again, making the other your customer feel good about you and about your business, that you're meeting their need. And you should have that passion about it because you're going to spend hours in a business. You're going to spend most of your lifetime if you're really interested in your business. And so you're putting yourself into it, and you should have passion that should be felt by others, because that's what makes people want part of you, part of whatever it is you're servicing them with or whatever your product is. If they can feel your passion, they want to be part of it. They want that part of you.
No, so
you need
absolutely.
To share your passion.
No, you have to share your passion, because passion is also contagious.
Yes,
without
it is.
Getting into details today, you're obviously familiar with my project, the MSL project.
You're
on my
course.
Board of advisors. That is driven by passion, and passion drives you when everyone else is hitting you over the head. It keeps going. But I want to go back to the word recognition again, because there are some aspects I've learned over the years that are so obvious that people don't use it can be effective. You know, for example, you have recognition of the employee of the week, the month, the year.
Right. Mm-hmm.
What if you gave away a plaque or a sign or something to the customer of the week?
Well, that would be a wonderful idea, of course.
What kind of impact?
Yeah.
That customer is going to tell at least, well, I used to say they tell 10 people, but today with the Internet, they tell 1,000 people.
Yes.
You know,
imagine being chosen
by
a customer. Yeah. Again, it's recognition, recognizing that you appreciate your customer. That's the thing. You're showing appreciation. That's the other word I like a lot, is appreciation. That, you know, people don't want to feel as though, well, you know, you don't really need my business, or I don't have to come back here. I can go to a competitor, you know, just as easily and get the product. It's not just the product. It's this individual who's selling the product. It's their consciousness that makes this business successful. And so if they can show some appreciation, yes, it will make a difference.
Well, there's also another factor of recognition. I was listening to someone talk about this the other day, is in some stores you walk in and nobody says hello.
Oh, you know, I know.
Nobody welcomes you. But the recognition that costs nothing to say, hey, welcome, hello, how are you?
How
can I help you?
Right.
I mean, it's amazing.
Well, it makes you feel important, doesn't it? Sure, it makes,
Your
customer feel. You know, that's interesting you should bring that up because I've noticed it. I don't know if it's only in the Walmart that I've been around, but recently I've gone in, and they don't have their greeter anymore at the doors. Remember how they always had a greeter? And it made you feel good because they always said welcome?
That was the key to Sam Walton's success. You're absolutely right.
Well, you know
right.
They're not at the door, at least not at my Walmart that's in my local
area. Now that you
areas.
Mention it, they're not at the ones that I go to either.
There you go. And you know what? I notice it right away. It has a different feel when I walk in now. It feels something's missing, almost as though I'm lonely when I go in. It's so strange.
It's a very interesting point because there was a company that built a reputation based on just that fact that
courtesy,
you were welcome
yes.
to the store, courtesy.
Yes.
And
yes.
it costs next to
it's
nothing
being missed.
To do it.
Yeah.
And now that you said
like
it, I think I'll write a letter to to Walmart.
Yeah, because I felt the same way. I've just only recently gone into a couple of and I thought, well, what's going on? You know, at first, Les, I didn't think about that. I didn't know what was wrong. When I went in, I just was going around, and I just kept feeling kind of lost in there and thinking, what's missing? And it's taken me a second trip back that it dawned on me. You know, where's my greeter? what's wrong? Aren't I important anymore to this store, you see?
No, it's absolutely true. Now, hold on 1 second, because I'm going to put in my ad and then your ad, and then we're going to continue this conversation. I just want to remind people that we have the LinkedIn group, Smart Marketing for Small Business. We have the LinkedIn group, Creative Thinkers Forum. We have the LinkedIn group, Celebrities for Marketing, and we have the LinkedIn group, Fearless Marketers. And we offer a whole range of services that from speeches and webinars and all kinds of different things. We have something. I don't know if you've ever run into this situation, but we created a thing called advisory time blocks to fill a need we found. And that need was people who wanted someone to turn to for questions, issues, and concerns they had. But they didn't want to retain a relationship. So what we did is we structured something where they could buy blocks of time good for a year. So if they needed to make a phone call or wanted a response to something that took 10 minutes, it was like withdrawing $10 out of the bank. And it worked very effectively. But one of the things that I'm trying to do more of is back on the speaker circuit is interactive dialogue because it, in a sense, refers to what we're talking about here is people are concerned with themselves and they want to have an opportunity to communicate. And that's one of the things with this show. I want people to be able to reach out to us, the LinkedIn groups, our email address, marketingsmartly@aol.com, our blog, Smart Marketing Moves. And I encourage you as well to participate with our LinkedIn groups and our blog, etc. But again, let's talk about where Carla can be reached. Why don't we give people your contact information again?
All right. It's Charm Carla with a C at gmail.com. My website for the awareness and a motivational contact would be the Minute Method Practice.com. And of course, the book is available on Amazon, Barnes and Noble, inexpensive, about $10. But if you want to become a more consciously aware being, then it's the three easy steps that can teach. It's a method. You only have to do it 1 minute twice a day, and I can promise you you will make life changes in your world, in your business. If you need motivation, you'll certainly have self-motivation, because you'll go where you can get it all the time, anytime, and that's going to be within you. Because if you want to be successful out here, you need to be successful within. That's where you need to begin. That's where you need to be
very
grounded.
No, very good point. But you just reminded me of something I keep forgetting to talk about, and that's my e-book, which is called Smart Thinking Volume 1.
Okay,
because my focus
good.
Is to get people to think more creatively, and that's on something called smashwords.com. But let's get back to the subject of recognition.
Recognition,
because it is, the whole key is, it's a key aspect of motivation. All right, and how do you feel that its main benefits as to motivating and inspiring people, the recognition factor?
Well, if you can recognize, many people don't even recognize their problems they're having with their business.
That's true.
Improve. If you don't have recognition, you won't even be able to recognize. Of course, that involves awareness to recognize, too. And to recognize the little things, like we were talking about courtesy. That's not going to cost you any more money. That's not going to add to your budget. And if you have employees, my gosh, teach them. Teach them to be courtesy. Because you know what? They don't come with that anymore. They don't come into your business with that perhaps those types of manners. They don't seem to have been taught that.
Well, as we mentioned earlier, it gives you a competitive edge. When people talk about, it was a pleasure shopping there. It was a pleasure doing business with this people.
Yes.
I mean, how often, for example, has a retailer, and this is even a business person, because I did this to someone the other day. I just called and said, just want to check on how things are. I'm not trying to sell you anything. I just wanted to see how you're doing, what have you, and they appreciated it.
Yes, make those contacts. What are they going to cost you, a few minutes? Make them once in a while and let them know that you're interested in them, not just in their business, not just to try and sell them something, but they have an importance in your life, that you care about them as another human being, not
and
a robot.
And doing that sets you head and shoulders above the competition.
People don't understand the bottom line. If you're interested in money as the bottom line, then it's those little things that's going to really increase your bottom line. But you have to be sensitive to it. That sensitivity has to be there for recognition to kick in.
Well,
you need to become that more aware being.
I read something recently that reminded me of an old movie. It was where somebody didn't have what the person wanted, but guided them to another store where they could get it. And that reminded me of Miracle on 34th Street. Where Santa Claus said, well, we don't have it here at Macy's, but go to Gimbel's.
Well, when I was a very young girl, I worked in a place, I think it was Sam's Club or something, and I was working my way through college between semester. And I was put in the book department. And I can remember a customer coming in, and we didn't have the book. And so I remembered where it could be purchased, and I did direct them to that particular store. And I thought after it, I'm going to be in a lot of trouble here. But you know what? That customer went to the boss. She did go to the manager and told them how pleased they were with the clerk that would care that much for their needs, that they would even send them to another store rather than try and get them to purchase a different book and let them know
Carla,
that she would be back.
But I have to interrupt because we're We're going to be off the air in a few seconds.
Oh,
but I want to
thank
you so much, darling. And we will talk again. Take care.
Enjoyed it. Take care of us.
Right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.